And we thank you for joining us for this week's Broken Bow Wrestling Report, as we're joined now by Broken Bow Head Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf. Well, here we go. The final week of the season. The state tournament is this week, my friend.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Hard to believe every year, but I don't know. Maybe this year, hard to believe more than any other, it came so fast.
It just, you get after, and I was just talking with Mr. Ellis about it, you get after Christmas, and especially for us, we are going, you know, two to three days a week, every weekend. Oh. So it just, after Christmas, it just like, yeah, all right, on to what's next. And it's just kind of 1 week at a time. And next thing you know, we're sitting here and districts is done and we're looking to the state tournament.
Yeah.
It's just kind of crazy.
Well, before we look ahead to the state tournament, let's go back. You hosted the C4 District Championships at Broken Bow High School on Saturday. It was a long day. Coach Crowley uses the term grinder, and he uses that in a very complimentary way, because the reason it was a grinder was because matches were long. I mean, it was tough to pin people. You had injury time, you had blood time. Matches were lengthened out because of the quality, I think, of the competition that you guys hosted on Saturday.
It was a grind. I mean, it was long. I'll have to go back and look to see just the number of pins that were in that tournament, because there wasn't many.
No.
It was full matches, lots of blood time, lots of injury time. I'll tell you what, Nathan Scott earned his keep.
He did. He was busy all the time as the trainer.
But it was just, the C4 is typically pretty tough, and it didn't disappoint. I mean, there was just, every match was a full match and just close and a lot of excitement and just up and down. I mean, districts, there's so many emotions in it. By the end of the day, everybody was just shot. I was just fortunate that we didn't have to drive 3 to 4 hours to come back home. It was a long day, but it was a good day.
Yeah. Team-wise, you guys finished in a tie for third, 115 points, tied with Gibbon. The district champion was Pierce.
Yes.
I think that was not a surprise with the team that they have this year. Shadron was runner-up.
Shadron was a surprise.
I was going to say, that surprised me personally, but you would know better.
Yeah, they had a good day. You know what? And they have some kids. I think they ended up with, you know, several threes and four, you know, thirds and fourths, but they had, you know, and when he dueled them, you just knew that they had some pretty good kids. They didn't have, of course, the last few years, they've always had one or two just like absolute hammers. Mm-hmm. And they don't have that this year, but they just got kids that can really grind through matches. So yeah, Shadron had a great day. I would have never picked that.
Before we talk about the kids who qualified for you for state, there's always that excitement. But then there's disappointment on district day as well. You had some kids just a match away. The guy I want to start with, though, is Cash Watson. He's been a tremendous asset to your program, has had a great career at Broken Bow Wrestling. If people have been listening to our reports through the year, they know that he's been battling a knee injury. He's been fighting through it, tried to wrestle this year, took the mat at districts, re-injured the knee in his opening match, and then had the medical forfeit out. I know, disappointing, but when you look back at what he's meant to the program, kid's had a great career.
Yeah, he's going to go down as, you know, one of our better wrestlers. I mean, as far as winning percentage, he's right up there, top four, top five. He's a good wrestler. He's a great leader. He's a kid that you want to see succeed. And we talked about that, you know, that he had a knee injury. The fact is, he tore his ACL.
Yes, right.
We never ever really said that, but he tore his ACL the very first match, the very first period, and has wrestled. We've kind of picked and choosed our spots to wrestle through. He you know, went to conference and everything was looking good. And we went into districts and he was up, I don't know what he was up, 12-1, something like that. But he went to, had the kid's leg up, and he went to turn and he ended up hurting his knee again. And, you know, fought through. And it was one of those that he ended up getting turned and pinned with a half Nelson, which you never would have. But, you know, the kid was on the left side, and as the kid got a deep half, and, you know, you're going to use your right foot to post out, and he couldn't, and it just, it was done. Yeah. And talked to Nathan afterwards, and he said, obviously we know his ACL is torn. He goes, I think he tore his meniscus even more. And so it was just, he had come up to me and said, Coach, I can't do this. And yeah, it was a, you just feel terrible. I mean, you feel terrible for all the kids, but as a senior that, you know, going into the year, I mean, it was before the knee injury, it was, you know, the kid's got a shot at being a state champion.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just, it sucks.
Yeah. You had some other kids that were a match away.
Yeah.
Made it to the consolation semifinals. That's why they call it the heartbreak round, I guess. I mean, you know, you win, you're in. If you don't, your season comes to an end. You had some guys fight their way to that round, but didn't quite advance.
Yeah, and that it is. It's that round, there is such emotions. I mean, if you get in, I mean, for some of them kids, it's the first time, and you're just elated, and then for some of them, they don't get in, and it just, yeah, there. It's one of those. I found myself a few times there. You just grab a kid and hold on. Just there's nothing you really can say. Nothing, you know. You can sit there and try to say words of encouragement and stuff, and a lot of times it's just being there and being in the moment. It just it hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those that it just, especially, you know. We had some other kids that were, you know, sophomores, freshmen, sophomores, juniors that didn't, you know, it really stinks for seniors that they just, when their season's done, because that means their career's done. And it's a big step for a lot of these kids. Wrestling's been a big part of their lives for a long time. And we just hope that we've instilled the love of the game and, you know, taught them some things along the way to become a better man.
Yeah. Well, I know you've done that, so... And then, of course, you've got the excitement of watching guys qualify. And you had four qualify for state who will represent you this week in Omaha. You had four guys make it to the medal round. And as we were calling the matches on the radio, I turned to Mr. Patch. I said, so give me your thoughts on this round coming up for Broken Bow. And he said, I think we can win all four. You won all four.
We did.
You had three district champions, and Aiden Markham was your third-place medalist in that round. They all qualify. Let's go with the district champions first. Braxton Reinerson at 150. What a tremendous championship match that had so many ups and downs. I mean, you were like on a roller coaster with this thing. Points were given. Points were taken away. In the end, Reinerson got the win.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy because – you know, they got into a scramble first period, and next thing you know, Braxton's on his back, but nobody has control. They're just both the Kearney Catholic kids laying on his back, on Brax's chest, and just trying to hold him there, maybe looking for a defensive pin, and next thing you know, the ref starts counting, never awarded takedown, but started counting back points. And so Coach Reinerson went up and was asking him about it, and the guy started to kind of give him some slack, saying, yeah, I know he had the, you know, he got the back points and all this, and I don't know. But then they said, well, just go ask for help. Mm-hmm. And so he went over to the secondary official, and they sat and they talked for quite a while.
They did.
And next thing you know, they took the points away, and that just kind of changed the match. And then, you know, I think they were into the third period, and it was, I think it was 1-1. And Brax ended up getting a takedown right at the very end. And it was a scramble. And, I mean, it was, you know, you have two very – highly ranked, two very alpha males getting after it, and it was it was intense. It was an exciting match.
Yeah, Kobe Wells, district champion at 175. This kid is wrestling really well at the moment for you.
As the kids say, you know what? They just want you to be a dog, And Kobe Wells is wrestling like a dog right now. I mean, he is just out there. You know what? He's moving. He's just getting after it. And it was funny because, I mean, I don't remember the final score, but it was up by quite a bit. It was a major.
Yes.
And he's sitting there, and you just have to know the backstory because his brother Connor was down there. And Connor was notorious for getting up 3-2 or 2-1 and then just coasting and just kind of stalling out the match to get that win. And Connor Wells is in the back saying, take him down again with like 15 seconds left. And I look back and I'm like, who is this guy? But that's just Kobe. Kobe is wrestling really, really well. You know what? His motion's good. His shots are good. He's just, he's wrestling really well.
Devin Baum at 285 yeah. pounds. I got to tell you, man, when he's in the final, okay, and then he gets this kid to his back. If I would have had it queued up, I would have been playing that disco song, You Drop the Bomb on Me.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of. But yeah. what a great tournament this kid had. Wrestled aggressive.
Yes.
Turned a match around in the semifinals against a kid, or turned more than one match around.
Turned two matches around.
Yes, during that day. So, boy, wrestled great for you, and then ends up being the district champion. Wow, yeah. What a day for him.
Yeah. You know what? Coming in, we'd looked at it, and in the quarterfinals, he was going to have the Trejo kid from Ord, mm-hmm. who Devin had wrestled him three times. He beat him the first two times, and then got beat by him over in Ord. And then he had if he would have won that match, then you know what we looked at, and he was going to have the kid from Cozad who had beat him in the conference. And so we had talked to him about just wrestling his style and wrestling aggressively and getting into his underhooks and doing his stuff. Because I told him, I said, I went back and I watched every takedown that he got against a good kid, he had an underhook. And so he started working it. Next thing you know, he ends up beating those two. And we get into the finals. I mean, making it to the finals, it was like, holy smokes, yeah, this is awesome. The kid from Pierce is a big kid. But like I had told Luis Nunez, who's one of our assistant coaches, mm-hmm. I said, Baum wrestles big kids better because big kids are going to come after you. And so it's kind of a more of a give and take where you're wrestling smaller kids, like the two heavyweights you wrestled earlier. They're smaller guys and they kind of back up. And Baum, you know what? He struggles with that at times. Well, he gets in there with the Pierce kid and it's just a great match. And there was a couple of different times that I thought the Pierce kid was going to take him to his back, and Baum fought it off, and he gets down on the bottom, and I was so in tune to the match, I would like your perspective.
Okay.
From Mr. Patch, because Mr. Patch was always a roll guy.
Yes.
He was always a fat man roll. And he talked about it. I coached with Mr. Patch 20-some years ago. We talked about the old side roll and all this. And next thing you know, Baum hits a roll on this kid and puts him on his back. And I'm like, oh, man. You know, because Baum's done that. He's pretty good at and he's opportunistic. He knows when to hit it. And he puts the kid on his back. And I'm like, man, can we just get the pin? Because there's been times this year where we haven't. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he got that pin. And I think Annie Russell posted a picture of all of us coaches jumping up. And yes. it was exciting. I mean, yeah. It really was. It was super, super exciting. And you look at Baum, and all he's doing is just got this big grin. And he's just smiling. And it was, it was great.
Yeah. The other guy who qualifies for you, Aiden Markham.
Yep.
Lost in the semifinals.
Yep.
That can be tough because he was a number one seed.
Yeah, and it was a kid that he had beaten before.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that is tough is that, you know, Aiden works as hard as anybody in that room. And you know what, he's a really good wrestler, but nerves are sometimes a big thing. And mm-hmm. he had wrestled that same kid up in Ord and had kind of taken it to him. And that match didn't go his way. And to be able to come back and refocus is just a testament to him. You know, to get through that heartbreak round and then get back in for third and fourth and wrestle. And it's I've spent it long enough. You can see, and we talk about the nerves, and we talk about being willing to go out there and pull the trigger and just take your shots and be aggressive. And it's hard. And, but then just, he showed a lot of fortitude to come back through.
Yeah. I know we need to be wrapping it up, but your quick thoughts about Omaha and taking these four guys.
Their draws for the most part are pretty good. You know, when we look at it, you always kind of look at what their quarter bracket looks mm-hmm. like. And the three champions drew pretty good quarter brackets. Markham, his isn't as good, but you know what? We're down there and you never know. You know, records and seedings and places and all that stuff are out the window. You just go down there and wrestle your butt off, and whatever happens, happens. So we're excited. The guys, I think, are ready to go. They all are pretty focused. So
yeah. Well, we're excited to follow you. We wish you the best of luck in Omaha, and we'll visit with you one more time this season next week and recap all of it.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Coach Ed Schaaf joining us on the Broken Bow Wrestling Report.